got these little things. He's got you. I've got these little things. He's got you. Oh, he's got you.
Hey, my name is Billy Savage. I'm from Ruby, Alaska. I enjoy listening to KRFF Fairbanks 89.1 FM.
The word for today was remember. But the only thing I can think of in Athabascan is Sanity Deanland. Sanity Deanland. Remember me.
Our word today is
rabbit.
Looking for a career where you can truly make a difference?
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden has a lot on the line as he meets voters in Detroit this afternoon. Yesterday, his campaign told staffers in a memo that the clearest pathway to re-election was through the blue wall states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Biden's team is pushing back against a growing wave of Democratic dissent, including some 20 lawmakers who've expressed alarm about Biden's mental acuity and are publicly imploring the incumbent to pass the torch to another Democratic presidential nominee. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Representatives Jim Hines, Brittany Pedersen, and Eric Sorensen are the latest House Democrats to call on Biden to withdraw from the race. But South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, who played a key role in Biden's successful bid in 2020, is reiterating his support for the president, arguing that he should stay the course. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been facing increasing pressure to take a stand on whether Biden should remain on the ticket. In a letter to his Democratic colleagues, Jeffries said he met with Biden on Thursday night to discuss a range of thoughts about his candidacy, but did not say how the president responded. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump campaigns tomorrow in western Pennsylvania, just days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Trump has yet to announce his running mate. Senators Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, as well as North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, are widely reported to be among the contenders. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the apparent failure of a rocket from the commercial company SpaceX. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports the investigation could delay some upcoming flights.
The Falcon 9 was carrying 20 Starlink Internet satellites when it launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California on Thursday. Video of the launch showed dense fog at the time of liftoff. The launch appeared to go smoothly, but ice was visible on the rocket's second stage. SpaceX later said that second stage failed. The FAA says the Falcon 9 will remain grounded until the investigation is complete. Falcon 9 is the workhorse of the company. In addition to launching satellites, it carries tourists to orbit and NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
More than 62 million people across the United States are now under extreme heat advisories, watches, or warnings. The site Heat.gov, a collaboration of federal agencies that examines the impact of heat, reports a western heat wave persisting into Saturday. Also says the heat will expand in coverage over portions of the central and eastern U.S. late this weekend into next week. U.S. stocks have ended the day higher. The Dow closed up 247 points. You're listening to NPR News. AT&T is disclosing that nearly all of its customers' data were compromised in a security breach involving 2022 and 2023 information. The telecommunications giant says even landline customers who interacted with compromised cellular numbers are affected. But AT&T sought to reassure customers today that none of the breach data contained the content of calls or texts, personal information such as social security numbers, or other personally identifiable information. The company says it does not believe the information is publicly available. The U.S. State Department says it is taking steps to impose visa restrictions on officials from China due to their involvement in repression of religious and ethnic groups. NPR's Jason DeRose tells us the U.S. says China's actions have not lived up to its human rights commitments.
The State Department says it's pursuing visa restrictions for a number of reasons, among them ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in the Xinjiang region, where China has carried out abuses against Uyghur Muslims, the erosion of freedoms in Hong Kong, and what it calls, quote, persistent human rights abuses in Tibet. The State Department is calling on China to abide by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and end the repression of religious and ethnic groups. Last month's report on international religious freedom also raised concerns about religious liberty in China. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
The Dow ends the day up 247 points, or roughly 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop.
stop me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me. Don't stop me.
Have a good time. Good time.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Oh.
Sonic man out of you. Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
Da, da, da.
It's Queen right here on 89.5 KSKO 1210 this Friday afternoon. I'm going to send that one out to Sarah McClellan Welch here in McGrath. She is the one who suggested that to me yesterday for a Friday song. Said it would put people in a good mood, and it's a perfect Friday song. So there you go. Thank you for the suggestion, Sarah. I do appreciate it. If you have a song request, you can call 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Right now, we're going to take a quick look at weather. 59 in McGrath. We've had a little bit of light rain. I mean, we've literally had a couple sprinkles so far. Cloudy today, scattered to numerous to widespread showers for the upper Cusco. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. 52 and light rain in Holy Cross. For the lower Yukon, rain, 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 and rain. Highs in the mid to upper 50s today. 52 and light rain in Sleetmute. Rain, 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 and rain for the lower Kuskokwim. A little breezy today. Highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s. 70 and a few clouds in for Yukon. It'll be nice, a little warm there, but nice nonetheless. Sunny in upper 70s. In Eagle, 71 with a bit of a breeze. Scattered showers today. Thunderstorms possible. Partly sunny, mid-70s. 73 in the Fairbanks Metro right now. Sunny in mid-70s today for Fairbanks. 61 in Anchorage. Clouds. And in the 60s today. Once again, 59 and a few sprinkles in McGrath. They started in the last half hour, but it's literally been just a couple. Scattered to numerous to widespread showers across the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the lower to mid-60s, lows in the upper 40s. Remember, folks, I'm just the messenger when it comes to weather. Sunset tonight at 12:08. Sunrise tomorrow at 4:50. All right, we're going to take a look at wildfire information right now and give you a quick rundown of things across our area. Southwest of Lake Minchuman of the Deep Fire at 22,346 acres. Southeast of that near Denali, the 4-acre fire at 5,873 acres. Southwest of that, the Grizzly Fire at 32,196. About 20 miles southeast of Nikolai, the Big Salmon Fork Fire at 3,133 acres. Northeast of Nikolai, the Von Frank Fire at 1,682 acres. Northwest of Nikolai, the Lower Meadow Creek Fire at 6,091 acres. West of Takotna, the Crater Mountain Fire at 1,223 acres. southwest of Takotna, the Beaver Creek fire at 50.5 acres. Between Iditarod and Shagluk, the Big Yetna River fire at 4,272 acres. And the Zimmerman Creek fire at 1,934 acres. Northeast of Antioch, 20 to 40 miles. We have the Quinn Creek fire at 3,074 acres and the Owhat River fire at 1,159 acres. 40 miles southeast of Antioch, the Antioch River fire at 1,876 acres. South of Crooked Creek, the Osceolic River fire at 1,929 acres. East of Crooked Creek, the Portage fire at 1,005 acres. A couple miles east of that, south of the Kuskokwim, the Downey Creek fire at 107 acres. Northeast of Georgetown, the South Fork George River fire at 7,415 acres. Between Georgetown and Red Devil on the south side of the river, the 8 Mile Creek fire at 4,379 acres. South-southeast of Sleetmute, the 1,080-acre Hodzana River fire. Just off Whitefish Lake, a one-acre fire of the same name. Southeast of that, the Mulchatna River fire at 61.1 acres. East of Lime Village, the Little Underhill Creek fire at 881 acres. Southeast of Stony River, the Muskeg Creek fire at 1,000 acres. East-southeast of Stony River, the Lonely Fire at 10.6 acres. East of Stony River, the Swift River Fire at 1 acre. About 20 miles southwest of Ruby, the Main Fire at 24,537 acres. 50 miles southwest of Fairbanks, the Gold King Creek Fire at 6,131 acres. Northwest of the Harding Birch Lakes, southwest of Salcha, the McDonald Fire, 148,823 acres. Due west of Salcha, south-southeast of Fairbanks, the Clear Fire, 23,409 acres. Heading up Highway 2, south and southeast of the community of Livengood, we have four fires on the west side of the highway, one on the east side. Starting off on the west side of the highway, almost due south of Livengood, the Ivor Fire at 23,365 acres. The Slate Fire at 26,351 acres. They've kind of merged, I think, even though the Forest Service hasn't mentioned that. The Eagle Fire at 5,062 acres. And the Wilbur Fire at 438 acres. East of the highway, it's the Globe Fire at 19,943 acres. 40 miles southeast of Stevens Village, 40 miles southwest of Beaver, is the National Fire at 8,227 acres. New Door Fire at 13,878 acres. West of Bettles, it's the Ficket Fire at 26 acres. Between Venati Landing and Venati on the west side of the river, though closer to Venati Landing, the Bearman Fire at 905 acres. Northwest of Central, a couple miles, just north of the highway, the Deception Pup Fire at 121 acres. North of Coal Creek, the Snowy Fire at 366 acres. Northeast of Coal Creek, the Van Hatten Fire at 15,646 acres. 40 miles southeast of Chalkeetsuk, the Owl Fire at 16,270 acres. Further east of that, just near the border, the Midnight Fire at 51,989 acres. And northeast of Chalkeetsuk, southeast of Old Rampart, the Salmon Fire at 5,140 acres. You can track the wildfires whenever you want at smoke.alaska.edu. It's smoke.alaska.edu. It'll provide all the information you need to know. Coming up after this song, it'll be time for Name That Tune. So stay tuned for Name That Tune. Here's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Good golly, Miss Molly.
right. Jump up. Get it. Hey.
Devil with a bluegrass, bluegrass, bluegrass. Devil with a bluegrass song.
Ooh, yeah. Bum. Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings on her finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. But got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like to ride back. Devil with a blue-red stone. She's a devil with a blue-red stone. Hey, I say now. I'm a call from the early morning to the early, early night. You see Miss Molly rocking at the house of July. Good gal and Miss Molly, you sure like a ball. Oh yeah, you're rocking and you're rolling. Can't you hear your mama call?
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on.
I love to say devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.
Good golly, Miss Molly, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels on KSKO. All right. It's time for Name That Tune. We play the very beginning part of a song, the instrumental, before the lyrics start, and you have to guess the song title and artist. We're looking for the sixth caller with the correct answer at 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We'll mail you your prize. Even if you're not here in McGrath, you can still participate. The Peanut Gallery is ready with the pig, so take a listen to this song that I'm playing right now. Can you identify the song title and artist? We're not just looking for the sixth caller. We're looking for the sixth caller with the correct answer. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. You might get some KSKO swag. You might get some swag from one of the organizations you've donated to us. You never quite know. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen to this. All right. Do you have any ideas? 524-3001-1-800-605-KSKO. Got any ideas what song that might be? I think I might have accidentally slipped in a lyric or two. Any idea? Have we had any correct answers yet, Candace?
Two incorrect.
We've had two incorrect answers so far, though I can understand how they could guess incorrectly on the guesses that were made. KSKO. The Peanut Gallery has squozen the pig. Peanut Gallery being Candace, the pig being her way of telling me we have a correct answer. You know, she could yell it out, might not hear it, but she squeezes the pig. I'll know she's got a right answer. And producer Butch is here helping out this afternoon after he chased around his girlfriend after they got to the radio station. All right, the Peanut Gallery has squozen the pig a second time. That means we have two correct answers so far. 525-3001-1-800-605-KSKO. We're looking for the song title and artist of this song. We've had three correct answers so far. Who can tell us the song title and artist?
Four incorrect songs, title and artist of that song.
We've had more incorrect answers so far than correct answers, and I didn't think it would be this hard. Four correct answers. We're looking for caller number six with the correct answer. Who can identify this song title and artist? All right, we have five correct answers. Five correct answers. I think we might have the sixth correct answer coming in here. I'll wait for Candace to give me an answer here. See if we have a winner. We're waiting. I think it's. I'm waiting for the answer because I think it's coming. I think it's coming because people are on to us now. People are on to us. We have a winner. We have a winner. Sarah Dennis. Sarah Dennis is our winner. She's in Anchorage. So no more calls, please. No more calls, please. We have a winner. Sarah Dennis gets the prize. Haven't decided if it'll be a booby prize or no, I'm kidding. She identified CCR's Up Around the Bend.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, if you're going, leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind, we're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the fans
Up Around the Bend, CCR on KSKO 1230. We're going to take a look at weather now, brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. 59 degrees in McGrath. We've had a little bit of light rain, and Mia just came in. Mia, is it still kind of sprinkling out there a little bit? She says, she says, yeah, it doesn't seem very heavy just yet. Not saying it will get to that, because they're just calling for showers today and tomorrow. And showers is less intense and less amount than rain, I believe. Today, highs in the lower to mid-60s with showers for the Upper Kuskokwim. Upper 40s and more showers tonight. Showers tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered showers Sunday and Monday, highs in the mid to upper 50s Sunday, 60 on Monday. And Holy Cross, light rain and 52 for the lower Yukon. Rain. Some showers here and there, but rain mostly. highs in the mid to upper 50s today for the lower Yukon. Lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s tonight. A little break from the rain in the morning tomorrow, but it continues after that. Highs in the mid to upper 50s, lows in the upper 40s. Rain in mid 50s on Sunday. Rain Monday afternoon and evening and mid 50s. For Sleetmute, light rain and 52. For the lower Kuskokwim, rain. Highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s. Lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s tonight with more rain. More rain tomorrow for the lower Kuskokwim. You notice the theme out here, clouds and rain. Highs in the 50s tomorrow and Sunday. Showers on Sunday versus rain on Monday for the lower Kusko. Rain in 50s on Monday there. Fort Yukon, 70 and a few clouds. It's going to be a little warm there, but nice nonetheless. Partly to mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Cloudy Sunday and Monday. Highs today and tomorrow for Fort Yukon in the upper 70s. High Sunday and Monday, upper 60s to lower 70s. Lows at night with partly to mostly cloudy skies in the mid-50s. In Eagle, 71 and a few clouds. Scattered showers today. Thunderstorms possible later on. Partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the 50-degree range. Mostly sunny tomorrow in the upper 70s. Lows around 50 tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday and Monday. More showers. Highs in the lower 70s. It's 73 in the Fairbanks Metro right now. Sunny today, cloudy across the weekend, more clouds on Monday. Showers kick in Sunday morning for the Fairbanks Metro and last on and off through at least midweek next week. Highs in the lower to mid-70s today and tomorrow. Lows in the mid-50s tonight and tomorrow night. You're looking at mid to upper 60s Sunday and Monday for Fairbanks. 61 at Merrillfield and Anchorage. Cloudy today. Highs in the 60s. Lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. Rain tomorrow. Rain on Sunday. Rain on Monday in Anchorage. So if you're going to Anchorage today, this weekend, or Monday, bring your galoshes. No, bring some rain gear like a raincoat or whatever. Highs in the 60s today. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s tonight. Mid-50s to lower 60s tomorrow. Near the mid-60s on Sunday for Anchorage and in the 60s on Monday. 59 in McGrath right now with some sprinkles. Clouds, showers, lower to mid-60s today. Lows in the upper 40s tonight. Sunset at 12:08 today. Tomorrow, really. Sunrise at 4:50 tomorrow morning. And in less than a week, we will have sunset once again on the same day that we have sunrise. Sarah Bareilles and Weezer on the way. Here's Uncle Cracker. And I wish I could drift away sometimes.
Day after day, more confused. And I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. All in a shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you're giving me.
Ooh, the joy that you're giving me.
I want you to know that I believe in your song.
Oh, yeah.
Rhythm and rhyme and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You help me along.
Making me strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift away.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Just give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
Kuskokwim Crim Health Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSKO. YKHC encourages you to stay up to date with regular health visits, including cancer screening and chronic care appointments. More information at www.ykhc.org.
Samais, Uja, and Margaret. 89.5 FM, KSKO Tocek, Zani Juzazi Tsong, Sina.
Tuned in to LKA Radio, 107.6 FM and online.
Thank you.
Thank you.